Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lucky Pieris. Well, Sri Lanka is gearing up for the first one-day international scheduled to be played against England tomorrow at the R. Premadasa Stadium. I'm sorry, I still don't have the squad as yet. No sooner we have the squad, obviously we'll have it on our podcast, which means you can look forward to the squad tomorrow because I don't have it officially for broadcast at the moment. In the meantime, let me take this opportunity on behalf of all the Sri Lankan cricket fans, Sri Lanka cricket as well, and including www.goforgold, as we welcome the Barmy Army from England, who have come all the way to cheer the English. And I'll tell you, whenever we have the Barmy Army, their presence in any cricket field, it's not only noisy, but it's very interesting, the music and the flair they bring to our beloved game. So, members of the Barmy Army, we humbly welcome you to our motherland. I know you have been a fantastic cheering squad for the English, and I sincerely hope all of you will have an excellent time here in the Isle of Pearl, Sri Lanka, where everything is very hospitable, and I'm sure you will enjoy not only the cuisine, the hospitality, and of course, the smiling faces, not only of our cricket fans, but wherever you go. So welcome, Barmy Army. Have a blessed stay. Right then, let's dive straight into cricket. Yesterday, we saw defending champions Australia in the under-19 50-over version simply thump Japan by a big margin of 9 wickets. But credit must be given to Japan because they won the toss and elected to bat first. Now, that's a rarity, especially by an associate member when you're playing with big guns like India or Australia. Right, and the Japanese made 201 for the loss of 8 wickets. Hugo Kelly, who made that 103 unbeaten against Sri Lanka, made 79 yesterday, so he's proving a point for the Japanese that he is a good batter. Nihar Parma made 33, and then of course the twins, Charlie Hines 24 and Montgomery Hines 29. 204, 1 runs for the loss of 8 wickets. And as far as the bowling was concerned, it was Nathan Kure, took 3 for 31 for Australia. William Brighton, 2 for 32. But all of us were impressed with Casey Barton, the seamer. He looks the potential for Australia's national team in the future. He took 1 for 38. Wonderful bowler to watch. Brilliant. Absolute pace and a class act. Right, Aussies got there in 29.1 overs easily, 204 runs for the loss of 2 wickets. They won this game by 8 wickets. I'm sorry, not 9 wickets, as I mentioned earlier, correction. 204 for 2. Will Malanjexek, 102 in 55 deliveries, strike rate of 185.45, 12 boundaries and 5 massive sixes. And he has recorded the fastest century in the history of under-19 50-over World Cup. So well played, Will. What an innings, 102. Nitesh Samuel, unbeaten on 60. As far as the bowling is concerned, Nihar Parave, who made that 33 runs for Japan, took 1 for 35. Sadly, the New Zealand versus Bangladesh game was abandoned. And the reason it was abandoned was the game was scheduled to be played at Bulawayo in Zimbabwe, and sadly, Mother Nature played a big part. Right, today, England will play against Scotland and Afghanistan will take on Tanzania. Another important game coming up though, India versus New Zealand. The first T20, India are hurting at the moment because unfortunately, they have lost the one-day series in their home conditions, which one reckons is a rarity. Right, then let's go down now to India, where Delhi Capitals have beaten favourites Mumbai Indians in the Women's Premier League by 7 wickets. What a great win. Mumbai Indians were put into bat. They made 154 for the loss of 5 wickets. Natskeeva Brunt, 65. And Harmanpreet Kaur, 41. She's always competitive, isn't it? Charini took 3 for 33 with a left-arm orthodox spin. And Delhi Capitals got to the target in 19 overs, 155 for 3. Lizella Lee, the former South African national player, she made 46. And Jemima Rodrigues, one of the World Cup heroes, unbeaten on 51. Aman Jot Kaur, 1 for 21. And Varshini Sharma, 1 for 20. But end of the day, strong favourites Mumbai Indians were beaten by a big margin of 7 wickets. So congratulations, Delhi Capitals. Let's also quickly look at the game that is coming up. Today there won't be WIPL, but the next game is scheduled for tomorrow. That will be Gujarat Giants versus UP Warriors. Gujarat Giants, unfortunately, captained by Ashley Garner, is at the bottom of the table. Looking at the points table, at the moment, RCB, Royal Challengers Bangalore, are leading by 10 points, and they do have a plus run rate, followed by Mumbai Indians, 4 points with a plus run rate. URW have 4 points, but they do have a minus run rate. So does Delhi Capitals in 4th place, 4 points, minus run rate, and Gujarat Giants, 4 points with a minus run rate. So they need to get their act right. The competition is getting a little bit tricky as the days go by. All right, that's it from me and Lakith Pires. I hope you did enjoy our podcast this morning. Once again, I take this opportunity of wishing all of you for being in our company. Look forward to your company again tomorrow at the same time. Sit back, relax, get your headsets on, because Lakith and I are going to spin you a record for your listening pleasure.